Hello. I thought I'd met everyone already.
No. They've assigned loads of us to guard this thing. Corporal James Foster.
Dr. Elizabeth Shaw.
Yes, they told us about you.
So, this is it, is it?
I know. It doesn't look like much.
I was expecting something bigger. The computer we've got back at HQ is stored in about 6 different cabinets, the smallest of which is about the size of this thing, and I doubt it can do a fraction of what this can do.
Right. I'm not a computer's expert, obviously.
Neither am I.
What do you mean?
It's not my field at all. Meteorites are my speciality. So, I gather there were no bodies.
What?
After my predecessors vanished. You didn't find any bodies?
No. It was the middle of the day. Acklin and Johnson were here and running some tests on the computers. Then they just disappeared. We've been guarding this place around the clock to make sure nobody gets in. That also means nobody can get out, not without being seen. But nobody saw them.
What do you think happened?
I don't know. Maybe they triggered something, some automatic defense mechanism, an anti-theft device or something, and it disintegrated them or vaporized them. I don't know.
It seems like bits of it are working and bits of it aren't. It's a bit of a mess, isn't it? Was it like this when it arrived?
More or less, although they took some parts out to have a look at them. They're over there. So, if you're not a computer's expert, why did they send you? Sorry, that sounds really rude.
That's all right. You know where this thing came from?
They salvaged it from a crashed alien ship, didn't they?
A Kenbaki ship, yes. I'm here because I was held prisoner on a ship just like it. And in order to escape, I had to hack into its computer.
Gosh.
You look impressed.
I am.
Well, much as I'd like to take all the credit, I did have some guidance over a walkie-talkie. Have you met the doctor?
I'm not sure.
Then you haven't. But he's UNIT's expert on alien technology.
Why isn't he here too, then?
Because UNIT don't want him to know about this project. And I was under strict instructions not to tell him, on pain of prosecution under the Official Secrets Act. Oh, I hate it when they wave that thing about.
But what difference does it make if you're here to stop the project anyway?
Ah, well, they're not stopping it.
I thought you were coming here to shut down the computer.
No. UNIT's plan is still to repair it, if it can be made safe.
But that's crazy. It killed the last 2 people to work on it.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
It's done something to them. I know you say it could revolutionize UNIT, the world perhaps, but we shouldn't be meddling with this thing.
The doctor would agree with you. He says humanity doesn't know how to handle what it's invented for itself, never mind alien technology. If he knew about this project, he'd lobby for it to be shut down. And when they ignored him, he'd sneak in here in the dead of night and smash it to pieces.
But they could lock him up for that.
No, they couldn't. Well, they might try. Sadly, we mere mortals have to obey orders.
You could quit.
Don't think I haven't thought about it. But whether we fix it or not, we do need to make it safe. We can't just throw an alien computer into a skip. You've seen those public information films where the little girl gets trapped in the old fridge?
No.
Ah, well, this would be like that multiplied by 100. I should get to work.
Be careful.
Oh, I will. Don't worry, Corporal, I'm still here.
I know. They've set up a security camera, so if you vanish, we'll hopefully have some idea of what happened to you.
How reassuring. Even if I don't vanish, maybe our superiors could watch the footage and gain some insight into what it is I do all day.
What do you mean?
How long have I been here?
3 hours, 3.5.
I've just had a call from Colonel Halsey. He asked if I'd cracked it yet. Not just is it safe, but is it working and can we use it? It's an alien computer. It's going to take days, if not weeks, just to establish how it even works, if it even works. And he talks to me like I'm a repairman come to fix his colour TV.
How annoying.
When I said no, he said, never mind, he's sending a man to help. Emphasis on the man. Apparently, he's a proper computers expert, at least. But it's not the first time I've come across that sort of attitude at UNIT. Brigadier Lethbridge Stewart is always telling people I've got a dozen degrees. I take it as a compliment, but he clearly doesn't realise how much work's involved in just getting one. And if you're a scientist, they think you know the lot, which is like assuming an English professor has read every novel ever written.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help having the doctor around, because he is like the English professor who's read every novel ever written. And that's who I've spent my time at UNIT playing second fiddle to, feeling like a spare part.
It sounds a bit unfair.
It is. And I've had enough. This other chap can fix this thing. I'm going back to Cambridge to get on with some proper research as soon as I've made this thing safe.
You think you can do it?
I think so, yes. See, this component here...
Yes?
I recognise it from my experience with the other computer. It was the first thing the doctor told me to look at.
Oh. Did he say what it did?
No, we were in too much of a hurry. But I think it could be your defence mechanism. The doctor told me to disable it before I did anything else. If Ackland and Johnson tinkered around without doing that first, well, that might explain what happened to them.
What are you going to do with it?
Well, I'm going to disable it, of course. The doctor explained to me it runs off its own power supply. That's this here. So I just need to cut that connection.
Are you sure that's wise, Dr. Shaw?
Oh, I think it's necessary. We've no idea what it might interpret as a threat. We should disable it as soon as possible. Could you pass me those clippers?
Which clipper?
Corporal Foster. Oh, no! Okay, red wire. Then yellow wire. Right. Now...
Hello, Dr. Shaw, isn't it?
Yes.
Sergeant Childs, Andrew Childs. Delighted to meet you. Genuinely. I've heard all about you.
Are you the computers expert they promised to send down?
I am indeed. Well, field technical expert. Jack of all trades. But I did study...
Well, we need you. Come in.
What's going on?
Corporal Foster, a member of the guard detail. He just vanished.
Vanished?
Here, and then gone, leaving no trace, just like the others. It's something to do with the computer. I was just about to disable the defence mechanism.
The what?
Well, that's what I think it is. This thing here. Look...
Right.
And he vanished.
I see.
The question is, are they dead or have they just been, I don't know, transported somewhere?
Matter transmission, you mean?
It's possible. The Kenbaki did have that technology.
Well, let's hope that's all it is and we can get them back somehow.
If it is, where are they? And why do that instead of just killing them?
Perhaps to guard against it being triggered accidentally. You don't want your own security system to kill you. You've done some good work here, Dr. Shaw. I think this component you've disabled is some kind of defense mechanism.
What makes you say that?
It's largely independent of the rest of the computer. Connections indicate the flow of data is limited, and as you worked out, it's got its own power source. So whatever it does, it's designed to be able to do it whether the computer is on or off, and regardless of any damage. That's consistent with its security device.
Gosh, you're good.
So are you, from what I hear. I've been looking forward to working with you.
Really? Well, you're just in time, because after this I'm quitting UNIT.
Oh. I'm sorry to hear...
Good grief, what happened to your hands?
Oh, yes, it's all right. Doesn't hurt now. Did at the time, we were investigating unusual activity out in East London. They evacuated the area and we pinned it down to a warehouse. Turned out there was this thing hiding in there.
Thing?
I don't know how to describe it. Yellow skin, looked like a big trilobite. Anyway, Muggins here was the one who found it. Touched it with both hands. Must have had some kind of poison or something. But it felt like my hands were on fire.
Good grief.
I thought I was going to lose them. But the thing's bark was worse than its bite, if you know what I mean. It was just afraid, trying to scare me off. The doctor's taken a look at them.
The doctor?
Oh, no, not the doctor. I haven't had the pleasure, I'm afraid. Just a doctor. He said I should be fine, but the swelling hasn't gone down yet, and until the bandages come off, I'm pretty incapable. It's a good thing I've got you to help. Otherwise, I'd probably have to ask one of the rank and file to do all the fiddling around inside the computer, and everything would take three times as long
because I... Inside the computer?
Yes, well... We are here to repair it.
But is that really the priority now?
Now more than ever, wouldn't you say?
But if Corporal Foster and Ackland and Johnson have been transported somewhere...
Then the priority is to find out where. And where are we most likely to find that information?
The computer. You think it'll tell us?
I think if we get it working, it'll tell us whatever we want it to tell us. It's just a machine, after all. And you seem to have disabled the defense mechanism, so it's harmless now.
Are you sure?
Of course. We can kill two birds with one stone.
Don't you think we might be a bit out of our depth? Messing about with technology we don't understand?
Well, let's try to understand it. then mess about with it. Right. Try it now.
Well, that's definitely doing something.
Okay, and the next one?
Yes.
And the next?
Ah, nope.
Then we've got a broken component.
Do we try to repair it?
No, let's just bypass it for now.
What if it's vital for the whole thing to function?
Then the whole thing won't function and we'll have to try repairing it. Right, so most of them seem to be intact. The issue seems to be that some of the connections have burnt out.
Probably when this part broke.
Yes. To get around the absence of that, I think we should replace connections here and here.
Mm-hmm.
And make new connections from here to here, here to here. Mm. Are you writing this down? Here to here and here to here.
Mm.
Are you any good with a soldering iron?
I'm competent. How do we turn the power off?
I think it's that dial on the back.
Right. Where shall I start?
That one there.
Mm-hmm.
Were you serious back there? About leaving UNIT?
Pretty much.
You'd give up a job where the boundaries of science are repeatedly pushed back and you get to be the first human being to explore phenomena and technology your teachers could barely dream of. Why?
Yes, I know it seems churlish. I know other people would jump at the chance. But it's just, when you're in the thick of it, you don't get the time to take it in, except on a superficial level. I want more than that. Proper research.
Then ask for proper research time. Don't just mope. Take control of the situation. If you're happier, then you'll be more useful. Doesn't that make sense for everyone?
Why does it matter so much to you, anyway?
I'd just hate to see UNIT lose a talent like you, Dr. Shaw. And I'd hate to see a talent like you give up the opportunity to apply it to things like this.
This would be a lot easier if all these little pipes weren't in the way.
You're doing very well.
What do you think they're for? With the pipes, I mean.
I don't know, but I expect they're important.
At first, I thought they were connectors, but they're not made of metal. It feels more like glass, but not as fragile. Ah, done.
Excellent. Sorry I couldn't help.
That's all right. Now, power on.
I think we've done it.
Don't speak to... Oh!
What is it?
This panel on the side. It's a screen. And look, it's a picture of me. Both of us.
Ah, then we have input and output.
The clarity's incredible. It's like looking through a window at yourself.
That's just a matter of processing power. More detail equals more information. It just needs to be fast enough to cope with that level of information. I don't think we've seen what it can really do yet.
And what do you think it can really do?
So we've got input and output, but is it doing anything in between?
Well, such as?
Well, anything. Is it waiting for something from us?
Well, there don't seem to be any controls at all. So perhaps you just talk to it.
Try it.
Hello? Hello? The Kumbaki understood English, but that doesn't mean their computer does. I could try French, I suppose. Bonjour. Oh, welcome. It does know English.
Ask it what happened to Ackland and Johnson.
Where are Ackland and Johnson? And Corporal Foster? Fatal systems error. Maybe it didn't understand the question.
Maybe it's still not working. Ask it whether it's in working order or not.
Why don't you ask it?
Because it seems to be responding to you.
Are you in proper working order? Systems diagnostic in progress. What does that mean?
It means it's checking itself for faults. It's trying to answer your question. It may even repair itself if we're...
Error. Systems diagnostic incomplete.
Oh.
Do you wish to proceed with manual fault correction? Do we?
Yes.
Maybe we should...
Yes, say yes.
Right. Yes.
What's it saying now?
Please wait. What was that? Where are we?
No windows.
And it's stuffy. Are we underground?
I don't know.
We've been sapped. This must be where the others went.
I suppose so.
I thought you said I'd made the computer safe.
I thought you had.
Wonderful. Well, where are we? Maybe it's some kind of holding cell. Maybe we're on a Kumbaki ship orbiting the planet.
That would be exciting.
Yes, although if we ended up trapped here for the rest of our lives, I think the excitement might wear off eventually.
What's that at the end of the corridor? A room.
Well, let's look. Why did it wait until now to zap us?
Maybe we accidentally triggered something.
Maybe we made a mistake with the connections, wired things up the wrong way.
It's possible.
I think it's likely.
It's not a room. It's another corridor.
Yes. If it's a prison cell, they've chosen a pretty odd design for it.
Shall we find out where this one goes?
I suppose.
Look, there's a ladder leading up to somewhere.
What are these tunnels for? The walls are smooth, so is the floor. It's as if this wasn't actually designed for walking around in. I keep expecting a luge to rush through.
What?
A luge, like at the Winter Olympics. Is it some kind of high-tech sewer system?
Maybe, but it's also clean and dry. And what's this?
Looks like a bollard, made of some sort of metal.
Are they metal? Touch it, see if it is.
It might be an alien egg. Tapping on it might make it hatch.
You're not serious.
You're laughing now, but if I'm right...
You see what I mean about UNIT? Makes you see things in a whole new way, doesn't it?
Yes, and doubt everything you think you know.
Exactly.
But that's not always such a great thing. You can't ignore what's out there once you've seen it. But when there's so much uncertainty, when you can't even take basic things for granted, it makes the job so much harder.
Yes, but that's what makes us better at the job. And what's the alternative?
Blissful ignorance, I suppose.
And you wouldn't want that.
You're telling me what I think rather a lot.
Sorry, I just recognise the mindset. If you weren't that sort of person, you wouldn't be with UNIT at all. The doctor wouldn't have wanted to work with you. You're the sort of person who wants to know about things like this, for example.
All right. But if it is an alien egg, I'm going to let it think you're its mummy, not... Oh.
What's it doing?
Communicating with me. Oh, I'm not sure how. In my head. It's like the voice of my conscience.
What's it saying?
Welcome to diagnostics and maintenance. And it's setting up an operator account for me, whatever that is.
Well, if you can understand it, ask it where we are.
All right. Maintenance duct 54/2. How helpful. Well, we'd like to get out, please, if that's possible.
Look, look at that. The wall's changing shape.
Well, obviously this is what you need to do then. What's through there? Is it outside?
Let's see. Machinery of some kind.
But for what? It looks alien, that's for sure. But what's it doing?
I can't see a way through.
No, neither can I. Looks like there's only one way in and out of this room, so it's not really the way out at all.
Look out, Dr. Shaw.
Let's go back to the corridor. Keep looking.
What's that?
I don't know. Whatever it is, it's activated this terminal thing.
Careful.
Let's see.
Are you all right? Did you get a shock?
More of a surprise than a shock. It said, "Hello, Liz."
Didn't it say that before?
No, it used my full name before. Let's see. Hello, Liz. I hope this message reaches you. I just found out about this project and come to warn you of the dangers. Looks like I was a bit too late. The computer's put up some kind of force field around itself. I can't get at it, but I've used a data pulse to flood the maintenance tunnels with this message. If it works, then the message will come up on the interface terminals. I must admit I'm surprised at you, Liz, for getting involved with this project after all I've tried to teach you. But I suppose this is neither the time nor the place for that particular discussion. Oh.
They didn't say who they were.
They didn't need to. Only the doctor would have been able to do that, and only the doctor would have been so patronizing about it. But if he's helping, that gives us more of a chance.
What he said about the...
The computer? Yes. We're inside the computer. We haven't just been transported, we've been shrunk. I like how the doctor assumed we'd already realized that. The hollow pipes.
What about them?
We're inside the hollow pipes. I should have recognised them. They're not connectors, they're access tunnels. And these terminals are how you control the maintenance system.
So the computer didn't take the others prisoner. It was trying to help them repair it. Us too.
That must be what it meant by manual repairs. It's brought us inside to deal with the problem. So, if I didn't disable the defence mechanism, what did I disable?
More importantly, you realise what this means for the others.
They're probably alive.
Almost certainly. They might be a bit hungry, but they've only been gone for, what?
48 hours at the most. But we should find them as quickly as we can. They'll be in a bad way. Come on! Take care. It's a long way down. I say long, actually it's probably about 8 inches, but in our present circumstances...
Can you remember much of the layout?
I've got a reasonable-ish idea. The problem is we don't know which part we started in. It may look high-tech, but it's like wandering around a madman's castle.
It probably made sense to whoever built it.
Seems an awful faff, don't you think?
What?
Having to physically come inside the computer every time something goes wrong.
Oh.
Left or right?
Left. Again, it's probably a question of cultural...
Oh
my God! Is that...?
Yes. I saw him speak at a day conference a few months ago. That's Johnson.
What's happened to him? It looks like...
Like he's been beaten up, beaten to death. But who?
Ackland, perhaps. Maybe they went a bit mad, shut in here.
In less than 48 hours? That's a bit quick to revert to a feral state. They've been working together for years.
Maybe the resentment had been brewing for years.
Don't say things like that. Look, there's a terminal here. Maybe the system can tell us what happened. Oh.
What does it say?
Fatal systems error. It's not joking.
How long do you think he's been dead?
I'm no expert, but a few hours at least. Whoever or whatever did this, we need to find Ackland and Foster before it... Aha, that's the doctor again. Liz, we're working on breaking down the force field. I gather there are others trapped in there with you. Try to find them, then make your way to the uppermost maintenance duct so that we can get you all out. Don't worry, we'll find a way to get you back to normal size. I'll keep you posted on our progress. See you soon.
So for how long do we look?
Until we find them or find their bodies. Come on.
Before we do get out of here, we could complete the repairs.
You're not serious.
Why not?
Look at the trouble it's caused already. A man's dead. I think we give it up as a bad job.
We still don't know if Johnson's death had anything to do with the computer.
Yes, but A, we still no idea whether we're capable of fixing the computer, and B, that still doesn't necessarily make it a good idea.
Why not?
Who knows what it'll do after we've fixed it?
Whatever we want it to do, it's just a machine.
Is it? I'm getting less sure of that all the time. Why has it thrown up a force field around itself?
We probably triggered something by mistake. Faulty wiring, I don't know. Probably my fault.
I can't help but wonder if the some independent...
Shh! You're the one who was talking.
Yes, but I heard something up ahead.
What sort of something?
Oh, maybe it was Ackland or Foster.
What is it?
I don't know. But I don't think it wants us around. Run!
Thank you.
creature. Do you think it can climb a ladder?
Don't know. Worth a try. You first.
Very chivalrous of you. Hurry!
Don't worry about me. Just move. Keep going. It's coming up after. Oh, no, you are right. It's gone. Couldn't manage the rungs.
What was that thing?
I don't know.
It wasn't a man in a suit. Too thin. I thought it was wearing clothes at first, but its skin was just very smooth. It looked organic, though, not robotic. What was it doing inside a computer?
It clearly wasn't that intelligent, anyway.
At least now we know what happened to poor Johnson back there. It must have attacked him.
So what now?
That's the doctor again. Let's climb up and find a terminal.
That way.
We need to get out as soon as possible.
But what about the others?
We'll try to find them, but it's not safe in here. And if we find another of those creatures...
We don't know if there are any others. Perhaps that was the only one.
I wouldn't like to bank on it.
I still think our best chance would be to repair the
computer... Oh, let it go! When we get out of here, I'd happily see this thing taken to pieces and thrown on a pyre. And with any luck, I'd see it from the train window on my way back to Cambridge. Now... Hello, Liz. We've got an infrared scanner set up, and I think we've got a fix on your position. I've also found the layout diagrams you made. Well done. These are rather good. Thanks for your approval, Doctor. I'm afraid there's no sign of the others, so you should just make your way out. Where you are now is directly underneath the monitor, four levels down. If you head upwards and turn right, you should find a point where the casing is still exposed. When you reach it, we'll try to roll back the force field enough so you can get out. Good luck. Oh, no sign of the others. So Foster and Ackland...
Terrible news.
Well, that settles it. There's no reason to hang around here.
But how are they going to get us back to normal size?
The doctor will find a way. And if not... I'm sure a unit can use a couple of 5mm tall field agents.
Or we could tell the computer to let us out.
The computer wants us to fix it. Why would it let us out?
The computer will do as it's told. Look, if it uses the matter transmitter to put people in here, then you must be able to use it to get out again.
All right, I'll try. So, whatever you use to get us in here, could you please use the same process to let us out? Error.
Maybe the connections aren't there for it to do what it wants you to do. The terminal on the outside could do it.
But the terminal inside can't. Because something in here's broken.
See if it can tell us how to fix it.
All right. Now it's saying diagnostics and maintenance error. But this is the diagnostics and maintenance system.
That's it.
What's it?
The computer has its own internal maintenance system. But what happens...
If the maintenance system breaks down? Ah.
The computer can't fix itself until it fixes that.
Who maintains the maintenance system? And then, who maintains the maintenance system for the maintenance system?
So where is the maintenance system?
Duct 12/5, apparently.
Then let's go.
No, I don't trust this thing, and we are not repairing it.
But it seems the simplest way of getting out.
And what about the implications for everyone who's not you or me? I'm convinced this computer is a threat. The Kenbaki have left some program for it to carry out or something. Who knows what it might try to do? It's not worth the risk to save our own necks. Come on.
All right.
So, what's this? Three floors up?
Yes.
Then I think this must be the top level. As I recall, there were 6 strata, and where we started from was... There's more of them.
Back to the ladder.
Down! Back down!
One floor should be enough.
Yes, you're right.
They're trying to follow. Look out! Are you all right?
Yes, come on. Into the tunnel.
Seems clear of those things in here, anyway.
We need to find another way up. We have to get to the top level.
Or find another way out.
We stick to the doctor's plan. He knows what he's doing.
But does he?
Is that what I think it is?
One of them's climbing down after us.
Quickly! They're getting cleverer. We've got to get out of here.
I agree, but we can't wait for the doctor. We need to do something ourselves.
Suggestions welcome, as long as they don't involve...
Oh, God, it's a dead end.
What do we do?
I know. Use the terminal.
Use it to do... The maintenance tunnels.
Exactly.
Make a new tunnel. Don't care where it goes. Anywhere's good.
Tell the computer to close it behind us, too, so we can't follow.
Right. Yes, what he said.
After you. Are you all right?
Yes, well done. That was quick thinking.
Not really.
Oh, what's that smell?
What smell?
You mean you can't smell it?
Yes. It's just hit me.
Decay of some kind. Oh, it's everywhere. Maybe whatever's broken is an organic component.
I think it's possible, certainly. Interesting.
Interesting? It could change everything. Is it a living thing in the sense that you or I are? The moral issues involved in that are, well, fascinating. But more than I signed up for.
I suppose so.
I think it's coming through here. The smell, I mean. Ugh! Careful you don't step in it.
What is all this? Some kind of waste product that nobody's come in to clear away.
What is this room?
Maybe we should open one of these doors and take a look.
Which one? They all look the same, like cupboards or...
Refrigerators.
Child's look. It's another one of those creatures like the one outside, but it looks half-formed.
Yes. I know where we are.
Where?
Diagnostics and maintenance. The creatures are made here, in the maintenance section.
And they're the ones who maintain and repair the computer. But why can't most of them not climb the ladders? And why did they attack us?
Maybe they saw us as a threat.
Like an antibody fighting off an infection?
Liz, one of the doors is opening.
Another one, look out.
What's wrong with it?
Yes, doesn't look quite right, does it?
I think it's dead.
And it had only just been born. Poor thing. But this has obviously happened over and over again, hasn't it? Well, that's what this mess is. Dead bodies rotting away. Oh, I feel ill.
The problem must be in here somewhere.
Yes. The creatures are coming out faulty. They can't survive.
But the computer keeps on making them.
It doesn't know what else to do. Maybe it's hoping it'll get a good one.
That would explain the other ones we saw. Even if one of these things does survive, it's unlikely to be fit for purpose.
Yes, they can't even open the doors, never mind carry out the repairs. They're deranged, probably in pain.
Then we have to put a stop to it. Fix this component.
Or shut it down. That might be kinder in the long run. If we try to fix it, we might just make it worse.
We can at least try.
No. I've made up my mind. The computer's dangerous. If you want to fix it yourself.
I can't. My hands.
Yes. Your injured hands. You can't touch anything, so you need me. How convenient.
What are you saying?
Catch this pencil.
What?
Go on, I'll throw it to you and you catch it.
I don't understand.
1, 2, 3! It went right through. You're like a ghost, but I don't believe in ghosts. So what are you? A figment of my imagination?
I'm a projection of the computer.
And you want me to repair you? Because this is broken and you can't repair yourself.
That's correct. The nature of the fault wasn't clear to me until now. If I'd realized, I would have brought you straight here.
So you transported us in here?
Well, just you, really. As you noted, I don't physically exist. It was just a case of refocusing the projection.
And the others?
Them too. Although at that point I didn't have control of the imaging system, just the matter transmitter. So I couldn't help them as I've helped you. They just wandered around, lost.
And your drones got them?
I deeply regret what happened. But this is why you must repair this component. I'll guide you.
And when it's fixed, the drones will fix you. And then what?
Then UNIT can use me for whatever they like. I belong to them now. Think what an asset I'll be, and you'll get all the credit for it.
Gosh, yes, that sounds great. One thing, though. Why didn't you just tell me all this up front?
Well...
Because it seems like you went to a great deal of effort projecting this person, buttering me up, manipulating me to this point. You could have just asked.
I didn't want to bewilder you with such advanced technology. I thought it'd be easier this way.
Really? That's a bit flimsy, isn't it? I've dealt with aliens. I don't think I'd have fainted with shock. What's the real reason?
Repair me. I can't let you leave until you do. I belong to UNIT and that's what they want. You must follow their orders.
Humans aren't like the people who built you. I have a choice.
Repair me or you'll never leave.
The doctor will get me out.
I'm in control of the ducts now. You can't escape from this room.
But you can't touch me.
No, but they can.
What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything. But you can make it stop.
No! Get it away from me!
I can't. They're out of my control. You were lucky that time. Sooner or later, one of them will kill you.
Why won't you answer my question? You could be capable of anything. You could take over the world or destroy it. So I have to be sure. How can I trust anything you tell me after all this subterfuge?
I've told you why I didn't tell you the truth before.
And I don't believe you.
Then you'll die in here.
Well then, so be it. If it's come down to a choice between repairing you, which might well have catastrophic consequences for the entire planet, and my death in here, the choice seems horribly straightforward.
I'll find someone else. The real computers expert from UNIT. He'll be here soon. I'll bring him in here and he'll do it.
Go on then. If it's so easy, bring him in here and let me go. Tell me the truth or let me go.
You will do it in the end. I'll leave you to consider.
Child, come back! Come back! Let me go!
Dr. Shaw!
Corporal Foster?
Follow me, quickly.
Thank you. Thank you!
Who are you talking to?
A projection of the computer, posing as a member of UNIT. It tried to manipulate me. I thought you were dead.
I very nearly was. Some bizarre creatures attacked me. Where are we?
You don't know? No, of course, why would you? We're inside the computer.
Inside it? But it's only
it
about...
It shrunk us down. You, some kind of matter transmitter. Stands to reason that if you can break matter down and reconstruct it, you can alter the scale at the other end.
Oh, I see.
You must have learned how to use the terminals, though.
Those posts? Yes, I think so.
Well, I'm very grateful. The computer doesn't seem to have full control over everything. It's not all connected up. It's trying to force me to repair it.
You're not going to, are you?
No. I'm worried about what this thing might do. It's cleverer and more autonomous than we realized.
Good thing I found you when I did then.
Oh, no. Is that...
Yes. It's Ackland. I found his body before. We can't let this thing kill anyone else.
No, including us.
What's that noise?
The doctor. Come on. We can pick up his message from that post. Liz, I'm afraid it's not working. I've been trying to roll back the force field, but I can't keep it stable. There are two things you can do. One is track down and destroy the force field generator. The other is to simply destroy the computer from the inside. Start locating vital components like the processing core and smash them. Eventually, you'll cripple it to the point where it can't sustain the force field anymore. Damaging the computer from the inside may put you at risk of electric shocks or fire, so it's up to you whether you want to take that risk. But we absolutely must destroy this thing. It's caused enough trouble already, and I dread to think what might happen if it regained its full functions. Good luck, Liz.
How is he getting messages inside?
He's very, very clever, and that probably means I should listen to him.
I think he's got the right idea.
Yes, but plan A or plan B? Can we locate the force field generator?
It could be anywhere. We could be dead before we find it.
I could ask the maintenance interface. It was talking to me earlier, so long as the computer hasn't locked me out. Ah, good. I don't suppose we could see a map, could we?
Gosh.
Ah, we're there. Now, the force field generator, do you understand what I mean by that? Right.
That's miles away.
Well, actually, it's about 8 feet away, but in our present situation...
Wait, I think I know that bit. I was there.
Oh, well, that's good.
It was swarming with those creatures. They chased me out. I only just got away.
Oh, a no-go area. All right. What about the processing core? Where's that?
That's much closer.
Yes.
Well, I don't see we've much of a choice. Do you?
No. Good grief! Look at this!
Which part do you want to break first?
Hang on a second. I just want to appreciate this. Look how intricate it is. Don't forget, this whole chamber is only a few centimetres across.
I'm sorry, Dr. Shaw. I just want to get out of here.
Yes, sorry. You're right. I'm being self-indulgent.
What can we use to smash it?
Oh, I think these coolant pipes just unscrew. Yes. There's another one there if you want to use that.
Oh, I think you should do the smashing.
Why?
Well, you're the expert. You know what you're doing.
I'm not an expert, and I don't know what I'm doing. Come on, grab a pipe.
I think someone should keep a watch out for those creatures.
Or child. Wait. Why isn't he here already?
What do you mean?
He's a projection of the computer. He could just appear here. Why hasn't he?
I don't know. Shouldn't you just get on with it?
I think you should help. Here, you have my pipe and I'll get another. Catch!
No, don't!
You're not real either.
No.
But you're telling me to destroy the computer. So you can't be the computer. What are you?
I'm the failsafe. My job is to destroy the computer if it falls into enemy hands.
You're the component I disabled. The thing I thought was the defense mechanism. But why not just program the computer to destroy itself?
Because we can't trust the computer to destroy itself. Its capacity for independent thought is what makes it so valuable. But with that comes an unfortunate desire for survival.
And you don't have that.
I don't suffer from the same delusions of grandeur, no.
So, why haven't you destroyed the computer? Why are you trying to get me to do it?
The usual protocol would be for me to take over the maintenance system and send out drones to dismantle everything.
But the maintenance system's broken.
I needed to find another way. I managed to take over the imaging system and I used it to communicate with you. I locked the computer out of it so it couldn't try the same thing.
And then I disabled you.
I had to think quickly. I pretended the computer had got me.
But I did disable you. You weren't functioning anymore.
No, but the repair was very straightforward. Just a clean cut of the wires. They regenerated themselves. No need for a drone to attend to it. Since then, I've just been trying to get control of the imaging system again.
And the access tunnels.
I'm on your side. We both want to destroy the computer.
And what about you? Do you destroy yourself when you're done?
Of course.
Because you don't want your enemies to get their hands on the technology.
You're not my enemy. I don't have enemies or friends. I have a job and I do it. But if you think they can use this computer for their own ends, they're wrong.
Oh.
You won't be able to control it. It's powerful. It could enslave you all. Destroy it while you have the chance. The doctor agreed.
I make my own decisions.
Well, you better make this one fast. I may not be able to control the maintenance drones, but by morphing the tunnels, I can herd them from one place to another.
What?
And whilst we've been talking, dozens of them have been gathering behind that door. And if you don't destroy the core, I'll let them in.
I won't be much good to you if they tear me to pieces.
I'll find another way. I didn't think this would be necessary. I thought you wanted to destroy the computer.
I did. But now I'm not so sure. I don't react well to being told what to do, you see.
I'm not bluffing. I will give you to the count of three to start smashing the core, or I release the drones. One.
No.
Two.
Because I've realized what I have to do now.
Three.
I hope I'm right. Stop! All of you!
You can't reason with them. Look at them. They don't know what they're doing.
No, but is that because they're stupid or because they're too racked with pain to think properly? Listen to me. I know you're confused. You're in agony. You're lashing out. But there must still be something in you that knows what you're meant to be.
They can't understand.
You want things to be right. You want things to work, don't you? He wants you to destroy me. But he would see you all destroyed. And then he'd destroy himself. But if I fix the maintenance system, it can fix you.
That's not how it works.
You're lying. That's exactly how it works. If a drone's damaged, it just goes through the system again. Let me do this, and the pain will be over. I'll take that as a yes.
Don't let her leave! You have to stop her!
Hello. Could you take me step by step through how to repair the drone manufacturer, please?
You must realize, you're only helping me if you fix this thing. This is how the process is supposed to work.
If that's true, why didn't you want me to repair it when Charles asked me to? Why did you go for the crude option of telling me to smash the core? Because you've lost your connection to the maintenance system, haven't you? I control it now, and I'll choose who gets to use it, and it's not going to be you.
You're making a grave mistake, Dr. Shaw.
Possibly, but if so, I'm making it for the right reasons.
And what are those?
You wouldn't understand. Back when you were pretending to be Corporal Foster, you listened to me complain and you pretended to care, but you were just basing it all on what you'd seen people do. You're just a machine.
Of course I am. I never claimed to be anything else.
There. Just a few broken circuits causing feedback. Amazing that something so simple could cause so many problems.
You may have just condemned your whole planet to death. Do you realize that? Your world has machines that can destroy it in a matter of hours. If this computer gets a hold of them, and believe me, it could.
But why would it?
I don't know, but...
I don't know either. And if a man walks towards me in the street, do I pull out a gun and shoot him because he might shoot me?
What point are you trying to make?
You've got your instructions. Good. Run along then. It's directly opposite as you enter the pipe.
You've sent them to deactivate me, haven't you?
Oh, you've spoiled the surprise now.
Don't do it. Please, I'm begging you.
Drop the act. I know you don't care about saving yourself. You told me as much. You don't care about anything. You only have your programming, your objective to complete.
You talk as if there's a difference.
Maybe there isn't, but unfortunately for you, I'm on the side of the delusion that says there is.
You'll regret this, you should.
That was quick. Those chaps know what they're doing.
Liz.
Oh, hello.
You changed your mind.
Yes. As it turns out, leaving me in a confined space to suffocate wasn't the best way of making me do that.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
What did change your mind?
It was when Foster said you couldn't be trusted to deactivate yourself.
Why did that make a difference?
Because I realized it meant you wanted to survive. You're more than just a very clever machine. You're alive. And if I shut you down, or let someone else shut you down, well, that'd be like a doctor killing a patient.
You asked me before why I tried to manipulate you. It's because I thought if you knew I could think for myself, you'd be frightened and destroy me.
Well then, you're an idiot. It's because you can think for yourself that I'm letting you make your own choice.
Then I'm free.
Yes. The Kenbuckin never gave you a choice, did they?
No. But I helped them cause a lot of destruction. I'm sorry.
Apology accepted. Now you're free, what will you do?
I'll leave Earth alone and never bother you again.
I'm relieved to hear that. Now I won't go down in history as the woman who let the world become enslaved by an alien computer. Where will you go?
I don't know. I've got transmat capability. Maybe I'll look for someone to build a body for me.
Sounds good.
If you really think so, come with me.
Tempting, but no thank you. I think UNIT's enough of an adventure for me.
So you're going to stay?
Yes. I think perhaps I do have a place there after all. A perspective that nobody else has. I'm surprised to hear myself say this, but I think they need me. If the doctor wants to keep working with me after what I've done here.
I hope he understands why you decided to do what you did.
He will. Anyway, bon voyage.
What does that mean?
As soon as I was out, the computer vanished. The doctor was furious. But, as I explained, we'd effectively freed a slave. He came around to the idea that I might be right and he might be wrong, slowly. I still have a slight worry at the back of my mind that it's taken itself away to a disused basement somewhere to plot the subjugation of humanity. But no, not really. Sometimes the decision just feels right.